So Huntington Beach is called Surf City, right? It's known for, has it been known for that, or as that, since you moved here?
No.
How did, do you know how that came about? Or?
Do you know how that came about?
Surf City, USA.
Well, the city of Santa Cruz decided they were going to be Surf City.
Mm-hmm.
And Huntington Beach decided they were going to be Surf City. And they fought it out, literally in court. They went to court and fought it out, and Huntington Beach won.
Oh, interesting.
One of the determining factors of that was the guy who helped write the song Surf City by Jan and Dean Torrance. He just lives a couple blocks away. He went into court and said, well, when we were writing about Surf City, we weren't writing about Santa Cruz. He didn't say they were writing about Huntington Beach, and Huntington Beach is more Surf City than Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz came out with a bunch of t-shirts that Surf City USA on it, and Huntington Beach sued them for it.
Wow.
And Santa Cruz had to stop selling them. And the funny thing is, Huntington Beach does not really promote surfing and has never promoted surfing. The city itself wishes surfing would go away, and it's always been that way.
The lack of support given to these surfers by the city of Huntington Beach hasn't stopped them from returning to the beach day after day. It seemed anonymous that each person felt the need to fit surfing into their daily lives as often as possible, both for themselves and to maintain their culture. Now, to give you a glimpse of how they did so, let's go into their daily life routine as a surfer.
350 days out of the year you can surf Huntington.
Usually I have class at 8 a.m., so I don't really go in the morning. Best time to go is usually around high tide, and it kind of just varies as the month goes on. So either afternoon or like later at night is usually when we go.
How often do you surf?
Every day I can surf if there's waves. Every swell, basically.
I'm not too lazy to paddle out.
Yeah.
So like, what does an average day of surfing consist of? Like, when do you wake up?
Average day would be wake up, check the surf report, call friends, go surf, go eat, go surf if it's still good, and then go handle business at night, work or play.
Or skip work and
skip work, surf, and
ball's really good.
Drink all night, and wake up and do it again.
What would you consider like a good surfing day?
It'd be a nice day in June or July at Lower Trestles with about 20 guys out.
Uh-huh. 20? Why? Yeah. That's like a specific number.
It's just a low number.
Uh-huh. Oh, because then if
for
there's
that particular
many,
spot.
Or is there any like specific location here that you guys go to?
No, wherever it's good.
Wherever it's good.
Yeah. Any given day. It could be Newport one day or Seal Beach the next day, you never know.
Usually get up in the morning. Now, of course, I'm a legal smoker, so it involves some of my medicine in the morning time. This usually then follows by a very comfortable drive down PCH, either looking at the sunrise, depending on how early you're going. I usually like to listen to something a little harder in the morning just to wake me up. Throw on the wetsuit, always a nice little task. Hopefully it's not wet from the day before. Get in there, have a good time. There's usually some more medicine involved before or after. And we usually like to head to a little breakfast afterwards. Get some energy back in there, and then it's off for the day.
Good day is when the waves are not too big and not walled out.
Certain terms or lingo was both used to identify themselves with the culture and also to describe unique aspects of their surfing.
is when the waves are not too big and not walled out, which is where they crash all at one time.
People are trying to get back to like the whole soul surfing versus the whole angry hacking at the wave.
What is soul surfing?
Soul surfing is kind of like, you don't go out there to become pro, you just go out there to kind of get the vibe of surfing and like nature and
it's
go
more
out
like
there.
A smooth riding style rather than trying to just get good at making the biggest like splash out of the back of the wave or something.
Kind of more focused on like fluidity, like being fluent with your like motions rather than just trying to like contest surf. So that'd probably be kind of like the soul surfers came back more so than the Kelly Slater progression era.
So do they like say something to you or do they just like try to steal your wave or?
You'd be sized up right off the bat.
Okay, and what does sized up mean? I don't know what that means. Like,
just
like in there.
Like depending on your ability would be how you would be treated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they want to like kind of like see what how you how good you are.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think some of my best experiences were getting some of the little grommets out there to stand up for the first time and pushing them in the waves and teaching like a new generation how to continue the sport.
What's a grommet?
A grommet would be a little tiny kid that surfs. Could usually identify one by his long blonde hair that wags down the side of his head. And he's usually kind of a little attitude to him too. He thinks he's the hottest little kid on the beach and everyone kind of looks up to them, I suppose.
And everybody out there knows what they are. The person who is closest to the breaking part of the wave really has the right of way. Mm-hmm. And somebody taking off in front of him is what they call a shoulder hopper. And it's not mine.
Different spots, different people to be with.
Because
it's aggro at the pier. Here you can get aggro. You can just paddle down and go to another surf spot.
What's aggro?
Aggravated.
Oh, okay.
Ready to throw blows.
Gotcha.
I think once the city council called us, let's see, what was that? Parking lot riffraff, so PLRs. That's called courtesy driving. Same thing in the water. You just don't paddle over in front of someone and take off on their wave. That's called, that's not courtesy surfing, that's being a kook. The kooks. I just wish me and my bros could catch waves. If you don't surf, don't start. Go somewhere else.
What are kooks for those of us who don't know?
Pretty much everyone should know what a kook is. A kook is somebody that's just doesn't know what to do. They're just lame, just like driving kooks, just like somebody walking in front of you, you know, bumping into you. That's a kook. You know? Anyone who has no respect for no one but themselves is a kook or a barn.
A barn, like a Barney?
Yeah, a Barney, barns.
A lot of mainstream movies that depict surfing emphasize on the territorial nature of the sport. There were mixed opinions regarding territory on Huntington Beach. But one consensus seemed to be that Huntington Beach isn't as dangerous or localized as other coastal cities in California.
Whoever stands up first, you're supposed to just back off if it's not you, to avoid conflicts.
Have you been in a situation where this has happened?
Not me personally, but I've been there a couple times when people start to get heated, start screaming. I remember one time there was like a little kid, like probably 14 or 15, and there was this big, huge, like 200-pound old guy, and the little kid dropped in on his wave. And I remember because I thought it was hilarious. I was laughing because the old guy was, he said, if you ever do that again, I'm not going to beat your ass. I'm going to fucking kill you. And he was talking to like a little kid, so I thought it was hilarious. And then they just kind of argued for a few minutes, and then everyone forgets after a few minutes.
Are people territorial in Huntington Beach when it comes to like waves or spots to surf?
Yeah, definitely in certain spots, like the pier, for example.
North side and south side of the pier are territorial. The cliffs, like the cove is, a lot of times with like surf teams and stuff, like you don't want to go out there if there's like 50 kids, 8 o'clock in the morning from Marina that are out there.
But at the cliffs too, it's a lot of like older people that have been around for a long time, so they don't, they just kind of appreciate surfing, not
like really the Bolsa Chica, that's got like the old man's vibe. And then the pier is like the shortboarder vibe, so I guess it's territorial. Like,
we kick each other out of our places. Like, yeah. The longboarders don't want the shortboarders going around cutting them off. And then at the pier, it's the other way around. Well, the longboarders go really slow.
Where are you from? Kind of like, who do you know? You know anyone
splashing
out here?
Each other.
Yeah.
They splash you?
Yeah. That's like the first sign of aggression, like splashing. And then it goes to like getting your group of friends together, surrounding you and splashing. And then
heckling and stuff.
Yeah, it can get worse.
Have you ever been involved in like a fight or seen a fight or anything happen?
Probably seen plenty of here.
Involved with words, but not like never fought anyone over it.
Would you say people are like territorial?
Oh, always. You got to go in as an alpha male when you paddle out, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess if you grew up in Huntington and you know a lot of people in the water, then you're pretty much set to surf there. If you're a beginner, you don't want to be paddling out into the middle of the crowd next to the pier, because that's very territorial. So you want to kind of make sure you stay away from people. There's a lot of fights by the pier. Newport's pretty bad. But there's also spots where they're better towards beginners rather than trying to get everybody out of the water.
Is it territorial here in Huntington?
No, not so much. It is, there's so many people surfing that you really can't do that, but it is a etiquette-based society. You've got to be on your good manners out there or you're going to get thrown out. They'll just ask you to leave. For the most part, people just paddle back out and go, hey, you know, don't do that again. And usually that's where it stays, especially out here. There are so many people. In other places, there's a real localism thing going on. You don't surf here, or you don't live here, you don't surf here. But here, there's just so many people, it can't be that way. And where I live in Costa Rica, it's not that way, because there's only 40 people that live in the town where I live. But there's hundreds, maybe thousands of surfers that come through, but nobody so much lives there.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not a local that's surfed here for years, you know, you just don't go paddle out here without some kind of conflict.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any fights break out?
I myself have been in a couple. I used to be one of the top dogs at the pier.
Oh, yeah?
My nickname for years was King Ray Ray. The young ones, they want to show off. They want to do what they do, you know, and the older surfers such as myself already know what to do and have done it, and it's just not a big thing. Just get out there and paddle and catch a wave and down the line hit the lip.
So are there some people that are known that you just don't mess with them? Or is it pretty mellow?
It's mellow here. At the pier, I was one of the guys who just didn't bother.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still sometimes aggro. I don't put up with a lot of crap from anybody. That's just me.
Right.
I mean, there's other people out there that are just like, whatever, and go their own way. Me, I don't believe in disrespect. I give everyone respect. Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
Is there a division between the younger surfers and the older surfers?
A division? What do you mean by that?
Maybe, like, they don't really mix. Like, the older surfers will surf in one spot, or is it...
Well, it's pretty much this, you know... If you can surf, you can sit there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a surfer and you don't know how to surf, you don't know how to be respectful, get out of the water. Go somewhere else. Don't be a Barney. Just paddle the hell down the beach.
So it's safe to say it's all about respect then?
It's all about respect.
A common factor with all the rules was respect. In order to avoid any conflicts in the water, there are unwritten rules that surfers are expected and advised to follow. The separation between the younger and older generation really comes into light with their interpretation of the rules.
There's like rules you have to follow. Well, not you don't have to follow, but there's like kind of an unwritten code, I guess.
Tell me about the unwritten code.
Paddling out, you don't paddle out right behind someone, because when they try and catch a wave, they're going to hit you and they're not going to be able to catch it. When you're catching a wave, when you're in the lineup, if you're near a lot of people, usually if the inside person has like the right of way, I guess you could say, you should let them take it. And if you take it, then you're dropping it on their wave, and that's when people start getting mad.
Stand-up paddle boarders, boogie boarders, long boarders, short boarders, and I guess knee boarders, how like they all are out there. And kind of like...
Everyone has their place in the lineup.
Yeah.
Surfers are definitely the top.
It's the lineup.
where the waves break, where you catch the waves, that kind of like...
It's like the boogie boarders aren't allowed to just cut off a surfer, because then all the surfers will get mad for the boogie boarder being out there. And then the knee boarders have, I guess, rights over the boogie boarder, but not over the surfers.
There's a priority.
Yeah.
How do they know the rules?
Because... the softer the board, I guess.
The surfers have priority because they've been there the longest. Boogie boarders are like rollerbladers, analogy like skateboarders and rollerbladers, they clash, and boogie boarders and surfers clash.
What's the deal with these rules of surfing?
Well, there's a lot of rules. I mean, it really all depends on where you live at.
There's rules of the road, if you will, you know, and everybody out there knows what they are.
Watch what people do and how to paddle and how to read the waves. Once you learn that, then it just comes natural. And like I say, it's either born in you or it's not. It's not something you pick up, you just start doing it, and then go, oh, okay, I quit.
Right.
It's not like that.
Either you're passionate about it or
you're not.
One of the interviewers put it best when he said there are certain rules of the road. By respecting their culture, we're given a walkthrough in their shoes and gained an appreciation for something that we knew nothing about. We want to thank you guys for listening to our podcast on Surf City, USA.